You're listening to English O'Clock 2.0. Hello and welcome to English O'Clock 2.0. My name is Julia and this is beginner class number 97. And today's task is an instruction from me to you, and I want you to ask me a question. The instruction goes like this. Ask me if French is an easy or a difficult language for me. Podríamos decir, ¿francés es fácil o difícil para ti? But I want you to add language, which is why it's important, the following that I'm going to stress. Ask me if French is an easy or a difficult language for me. ¿Qué sería? Pregúntame si francés es un idioma fácil o un idioma difícil para mí. Right. You have it on Instagram at English O'Clock 2.0. You have it on Twitter at English _O'Clock. So go ahead and give it a try. All right. What did we do in class number 96? We looked at drill number 49, questions 1 to 12. We did drill 53 and 54, questions 1 to 5. We did drill number 60, questions 1 to 5 as well. We did a number dictation, line number 6. We did a vocabulary review of lists 11 to 20. We did drill 62, questions 1 to 10. We did drill 64, questions 1 to 10. And we finished with a translation review of booklet 1, lists 11 to 20. So we're going to continue maybe today and another class for the review section, and then we're going to continue where we left off, donde lo dejamos antes del verano. All right, drill number 66, we're going to do questions or sentences or elements 1 to 5, and I'm going to give you a means of transport, un modo o un método de transporte, and two cities. And I want you to tell me que ese medio de transporte va de esa ciudad a la otra ciudad. So, number 1, plane, Paris, Hong Kong. So you would say, this plane is going from Paris to Hong Kong, all right? If you want to say goes from Paris to Hong Kong, that's fine too. Lo que realmente me importa es ese from, marcando bien la M, from to, ¿no? So this plane is going from Paris to Hong Kong. Number 2, train, Seville, Barcelona. So you say, this train is going from Seville to Barcelona. Number 3, bus, Bath, London. So you would say this bus is going from Bath to London. Number 4, ship, Venice, Rome. Ship, Venice, Rome. So you'd say this ship is going from Venice to Rome. Number 5, plane, Denver, New York. Plane, Denver, New York. So this plane is going from Denver to New York. And that was drill number 66, elements 1 to 5. We're going to continue with drill number 67. And here, I mean, if you look into the English O'Clock book, here's what it says. It says drill 67, object pronouns, and it says substitute the second name or names for me, you, him, her, it, us, you, and them. And that's exactly what we're going to do. In the next one, we're going to amplify it a little bit. So here we go. Number 1, Jesse is standing next to Mike. So we could say Jesse is standing next to him because Mike is a dude, right? If you want to practice also substituting the first name, be my guest. So she is standing next to him. Right? Or he is standing next to him because Jesse could be a guy too. Number 2, you are standing behind Tom and Sarah. So that would be you are standing behind them because Tom and Sarah are two people. Number 3, James and Pete are sitting next to Kelly. So they, not James and Pete, they are sitting next to her. Number 4, Jack and Pete are sitting in front of Ben. So they are sitting in front of him. Number 5, Bob is sitting in front of Jane. So he is sitting in front of her. Number 6, Sally and I are standing in front of the bank. This is one is a little bit tricky. So Sally and I are standing in front of the bank. That would be we are standing in front of it, right? Number 7, I'm sitting next to Nicole. So I'm sitting next to her. Number 8, you are sitting in front of Mike and me. So you are sitting in front of us. Number 9, Alex is standing next to James, so he is standing next to him. And number 10, the last one, Beth is sitting next to Courtney, so she is sitting next to her. Okay, right, drill number 70, this is the one that I kind of want to amplify, that I want to expand a little bit more, right? Because the exercise says, form a sentence using the sex and genitive, right? So I'm going to give you a name, and I'm going to give you an object, and you are going to form a sentence using the sex and genitive. But here's what I want you to do on top of that. I want you to give me that sentence using a possessive pronoun, and I want you to give me the sentence using a possessive adjective. And you're like, what is a possessive pronoun? What is a possessive adjective? So I'm going to do the first one for you, and then you continue. So drill number 70, sentences or elements 1 to 10. The first one is Paco and book. So the exercise would be saying, this is Paco's book. No, añadimos ese genitivo sajón a Paco, ¿no? Porque es de Paco. We don't say of Paco. We say Paco's, right? So this is Paco's book, ¿no? Now, I want you to use the possessive pronoun, que sería, the possessive adjective first. This is his book. Ese his sería un adjetivo posesivo. And this is his, es suyo, sería un possessive pronoun. Okay, so here's exactly that what I want you to do. So number 2 is Lola car. I gave it away. Lola car. This is Lola's car. This is her car. This is hers. Okay. Pedro office. So this is Pedro's office. This is his office. This is his. Number 4, Max bike. Now remember, a name that finishes with an S or an X sound doubles the sex and genitive, ese sonido de S, ¿no? So we would say, this is Max's bike. It's his bike, it's his. Number 5, Jack and Ben. You would say, Jack and Ben, room. this is Jack and Ben's room, okay? Only marking the sex and genitive on the second name. This is Jack and Ben's room. This is their room. This is theirs. This is theirs. Number 6, Anna and Maria computer. So this is Anna and Maria's computer. It's their computer. It's theirs. Okay. Number 7, Steve and Kim restaurant. So it's Steve and Kim's restaurant. It's their restaurant. It's theirs. Jenny and Bob garage. So it's Jenny and Bob's garage. It's their garage. It's theirs. Number 9, Sam pen. So it's Sam's pen. And Sam could be a guy or a girl. So we could say it's his pen. It's his. Or it's her pen. It's hers. And the last one, number 10, David flat. So you'd say this is David's flat. It's his flat. It's his. Right. We're going to go all the way to page number 34 in the English O'Clock book. We're going to take a look at block number 2 of the email accounts. And the drill is the same. I'm going to ask you how much money there is in an account, and you're going to give me the answer. Easy about today is all of them are dollars. No hay euros, no hay libras. All of them are dollars. So, how much money is there in account number 21? Hay 6,254 dólares. So you would say, there is $6,254 in account number 21. How much money is there in account number 36? Hay 9,875 dólares. So you would say, there is $9,875 in account number 36. How much money is there in account number 52? Hay 10,653 dólares. So you would say there is $10,653 in account number 52. Now, if you need to write this down, si lo tenéis que anotar cuánto dinero hay, be my guest. No problem at all. So how much money is there in account number 83? Hay 1,543 dólares. So there is $1,543 in account number 83. How much money is there in account number 110? Hay 1,767 dólares en esa cuenta. So you would say there is $1,767 in account number 110. How much money is there in account number 91? Hay 1,999 dólares en esa cuenta. So you would say there is $1,999 in account number 91. How much money is there in account number 209? Hay 8,888 dólares. So you say there is $8,888 in account number 209. Three more. How much money is there in account number 17? Hay 3,109 dólares. So you'd say there is $3,109 in account number 17. 17, ¿no? Ahora va el 70. How much money is there in account number 70? Y aquí hay 1,830 dólares. So you say there is $1,830 in account number 70. Last one. How much money is there in account number 167? Hay 7,677 dólares. So you say there is 7,000. Y aquí podemos descansar. 7,677 dólares. Y ahí ya no. We don't say 7,677 dólares. Right? After the 1,000, sí que podemos descansar. Y luego ya el resto de tirón. So there is $7,677. Y hasta que digáis dólares, no descansáis. There is $7,677 in account number 167. All right, moving on. The next exercise is our vocabulary review. We're going to review lists 21 to 30. Let me just find it. I'm going to pick and choose random words of both lists, of all of the lists, and you give me the answer. So ubicación. Ubicación would be location, location. Y cerrar, to shut, or to close, also correct. Cualquier cosa, anything, cualquier cosa me vale, anything would do, ¿no? Date prisa, hurry up, hurry up. 23, loco, crazy, crazy. And exigir, to demand, to demand. Number 24, ya. Ya. That would be already. And recto, straight. Straight. Next list, 25. Eficaz. Effective. Effective. You could say effective as well. Effective. Effective, effective. Yeah. Todo el mundo, everyone. Everyone. 26. Quemar o arder. To burn. To burn. And esperar con ilusión. To hope. To hope. Remember, to wait. De reloj, to expect, de expectativas, y to hope, de esperanzas. Next list, 27, justo, fair. Por lo tanto, injusto would be unfair. Y sin embargo, however, however. List 28, defecto, defect. And ganar trabajando. To earn. To earn, y se pronuncia como learn, pero sin la L. Earn, to earn, ganar trabajando. List 29, potente o poderoso, powerful, powerful. And number 10, estar de acuerdo con. Ojo, no es to be agree. Quitad ese be, incorrecto. I know in Spanish it's estar de acuerdo. But in English there's just one word, to agree. Y estar de acuerdo con, to agree with. So I agree with my brother. Or I agree with my sister, right? Last list, number 30, detalle, detail, detail, and referente a, regarding, regarding. All right, next exercise is drill number 73. We are going to do five sentences, so sentences 1 to 5, and then you have five bonus sentences that are not in the book. And it is about what a certain city or what a certain country is famous for, all right? And we're going to do, well, the first one straight away, which goes like this. What is France famous for? What is France famous for? And here, there is no right or wrong answer. I mean, There is a wrong or right structure, but not an answer. For some, Francia puede ser famosa por sus vinos, o por su queso, o por su pan, o por sus croissants, o por su gente, o por su idioma, o por su literatura, o por lo que sea, right? I don't really care. What I care about is the structure. So I would say France is famous for its wine, right? It's por su vino. We don't say his wine or her wine porque Francia es un país neutro. So what is France famous for? France is famous for its wine. What is New Orleans famous for? New Orleans is famous for its music, for example. What is Australia famous for? Australia is famous for its kangaroos, for example. Right, as I said, no right or wrong. It can be famous for its kangaroos, it can be famous for its beaches, it can be famous for its cities, it can be famous for its outback, it can be famous for its whatever. Number four, what is Norway famous for? What is Norway famous for? Well, Norway is famous for its fjords, for example. Sus fjordos, no? Number five, what is Paris famous for? Well, Paris is famous for its Eiffel Tower, or Paris is famous for its architecture, or Paris is famous for its beauty, whatever it is. And here go the five bonus sentences. And we're not talking about cities or countries anymore. We're going to be talking about, well, bands or people or, yeah, let's take a look. So number six, what is Metallica famous for? And here's the deal with Metallica. It's a band. So technically it should be Metallica's famous for its music, right? Pero no me chirría, no me suena todo mal decir Metallica is famous for their music, right? Porque son varios miembros. So this is a little bit blurry right here. I would admit both. I wouldn't correct anybody if somebody said Metallica is famous for their songs, right? Number seven, what is Angela Merkel famous for? Angela Merkel, right? What is Angela Merkel famous for? She's famous for her politics. Aquí sí que tenemos ese her, suyo de ella, o su de ella. Por su, no, de ella, política, or whatever she wants to be famous for, right? So Angela Merkel is famous for her politics. What is Brad Pitt famous for? Well, Brad Pitt is famous for his music. Aquí sí que es his, porque hablamos de un tío, right? Igual que with Angela Merkel, we were talking about a woman. Number nine, what are the Coen brothers famous for? What are the Coen brothers famous for? The Coen brothers are famous for their movies. And the last one, what are you famous for? What are you famous for? Among your friends, if you're not famous like nationwide or citywide, that's okay. I'm not either. but what are you famous for among your friends? So, for example, I am famous for being a good listener. Or I am famous for my desserts as well, right? Tell me, what are you famous for? All right, two more exercises and we're done for today. We're going to do drill number 75, questions 1 to 10, and it's super easy because I'm going to ask you if there is something wherever you are. I'm going to call it in the room, okay? So is there a microphone, for example, in the room? And I'm going to answer according to my room, but I want you to answer according to wherever you are, okay? So here goes question number one. Is there a microphone in the room? Yes, there is. I'm looking at it right now. Number two, is there a table in the room? Yes, there is. And if you want to practice a little bit more, si quieres practicar un pelín más, you can give me the long answer. There is a table in the room, right? Number three, is there a chair in the room? Yes, there is. There is a chair in the room. Number four, is there a violin in the room? No, there isn't. There isn't a violin in the room. Number five, is there a book in the room? Yes, there is. There is a book in the room. Number six, is there a screen in the room? Yes, there is. There is a screen, con N de Noruega, screen. There is a screen in the room. Number seven, is there a bed in the room? No, there isn't. There isn't a bed in the room. Number eight, is there a bottle in the room? Yes, there is. There is a bottle in the room. Is there a plate in the room? No, there isn't. There isn't a plate in the room. Number 10, is there a telephone in the room? Yes, there is. There is a telephone in the room. Last exercise, and you're free to go, is our translation booklet review. We're going to review lists 21 to 30 from translation booklet number 1. So you know this is the translation booklet written and published by Vaughan Systems. So this is where I get the material from, which I share with you. So list number 21, el de él está bien. For example, el de él está bien. His is okay, or his is fine. And another one, soy yo. It's me. So for example, if you knock at the door and somebody says, who is it? You say, it's me, right? List number 22. How about, el hermano de su marido está aquí. El hermano de su marido de ella está aquí. That would be, her husband's brother is here. And por supuesto que sí. For example, if the question is, ¿estás seguro de que es de ella? And you say, por supuesto que sí. Lo estoy, ¿no? Estoy seguro. The answer would be, of course I am. Are you sure? Of course I am. You can say, of course I'm sure, or of course I am. List number 23. ¿Por qué es de ellos? ¿Por qué es de ellos? Why is it theirs? Why is it theirs? And son montañas muy altas. They are very high mountains. And honestly, a veces dudo si montañas son high or tall. And then I think about Ain't No Mountain High, the song, remember? I was about to sing it, but that would have come completely out wrong. So that's how I remember that it's high mountains. Ain't no mountain high enough. Remember that song? There you have it. So this is how I remember. Anyways, list number 24. No es usted la única persona aquí. Oh, question. This is a question. This is not an affirmation. The question is, ¿no es usted la única persona aquí? That would be, aren't you the only person here? Aren't you the only person here? And esto es aburrido. This is boring. 25. Él no está aquí, ¿verdad? He's not here, is he? And ¿qué carretera es esa? What highway or what motorway is that? 26. Estoy equivocado. I'm wrong. ¿Y tengo razón? I'm right. Tengo razón. I'm wrong. Estoy equivocado. 27. La lavadora está rota. The washing machine is broken. ¿Y su camisa de él está rota? His shirt is torn. We wouldn't say broken for a shirt. We would say torn, ¿no? Porque como que se rasga, está rasgada. Rota sí se dice, mi jersey está roto, mi camisa está rota. Pero lo que está realmente está rasgada, ¿no? So, the shirt is torn. List number 28. Las madres de los niños están aquí. The children's mothers are here. And él está aquí por un motivo, ¿no? He's here for a reason, isn't he? List number 29, so we have two more to go. No hay problemas. There aren't any problems. And no hay ratas en mi ciudad. There aren't any rats in my city. Last one. Hay solo una posibilidad. There's only one possibility. And es duro para mí ser sincero. It's hard for me to be sincere. Or it's hard for me to be honest. That's another option. That's it for today. Let's take a look at what we did. A lot of things. Aunque paso rápido porque estamos a 23 minutos. We did a lot of things. Here's what. We did drill number 66. That's right. 66. Elements 1 to 5. We did 67. Drill 67, 1 to 10. We did drill 70, 1 to 10. We did bank accounts. Block number 2. Which you can find on page 34, by the way. We did a vocabulary list review of lists 21 to 30. We did drill number 73, sentences 1 to 5, and 5 bonus sentences about people, right? So 5 about cities or places, and 5 about people or bands. We did drill number 75, drill number 75, 1 to 10, and we finished with translation booklet review of lists 21 to 30 of translation booklet number 1. So one more thing that we have to do, and that is our task. So the instruction was, ask me if French is an easy or difficult language for me. So what I want you to ask me is the following. Julia, is French an easy or a difficult language for you? Y no sé por qué, pero muchas veces mis alumnos lo que hacen es cambiarlo y decir, is French a difficult or an easy language for you? No está mal. But why change it? Si el orden es, is French an easy or a difficult language for me? Pues simplemente cambiarlo, is French an easy or difficult language for you? Y así no tenéis que pensar, simplemente lo dejáis igual. So, here's the question that I wanted. Is French an easy or a difficult language for you? French is an easy language for me. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful afternoon. Have a wonderful evening or a wonderful night, depending on where you are, dependiendo de dónde oís este podcast. I hope you have a great whatever day, afternoon, evening. Thank you so much for listening. Let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if you have any suggestions or things that are difficult for you. Así lo podemos ir trabajando. And yeah, that's it. Have a wonderful whatever, and I'll hopefully see you in the next class. Take care. Bye-bye.